Football season continues, so we're going to go beyond the playbook one more time today with analyst Matt Sabuda. Good morning to you, Matt.
Happy Friday to you, Jay.
Okay, Matt, the Bills lost in overtime to put an end to their season last week in Houston. Let's talk about the game.
Ah, yes. The collapse of last Saturday was not easy to digest among Bills fans, but the entertaining season overall filled with hope and potential and may have softened the blow just a bit. By now, I suspect that even the most casual observers in Buffalo know that the Bills blew a 16-0 third quarter lead to turn almost certain victory into defeat. And in a lot of ways, the game was a microcosm of the Bills season. They're so close, yet inconsistent, mistake prone, and too conservatively coached at times. The good news is that I think most would agree that the Bills didn't lose this game due to lack of talent. It wasn't that they played their best game and just weren't good enough. Saturday, like much of the season's losses, was more reflective of a lack of experience, maturity, and once again, just too many mistakes. Admittedly, talent evaluation, particularly among young players with limited resumes, it's subjective. It's certainly possible that quarterback Josh Allen won't improve and simply doesn't have the talent to win a game like last weekend. But I'd say the short evolution of his career along with this young team reflect the likelihood that they do have the ability to improve. To start with, Allen did improve in almost every statistical category, from completion percentage, yards thrown, and total touchdowns, while cutting back on his turnovers. Other players like cornerback Tre'Davious White took the next step this season from being just one of the better players at his position to being among the best defensive players in the league, which earned him the Bills' only All-Pro selection this season. And even rookies running back Devin Singletary and defensive tackle Ed Oliver, whose seasons started off slowly, both showed significant improvement as the year wore on, which is certainly going to set high expectations next season. So just like the wild card game itself, the Bills' exciting 2019 season left us with plenty of fun moments, along with plenty of lingering questions.
Okay, let's take a look at some of those lingering questions for 2020. What do you see?
That's right. It's never too early. In fact, it's just 104 days until the 2020 NFL Draft. And in that time, along with the remainder of the offseason, ordinarily I'd be saying, Jay, Bills have plenty of work to do. But the reality is that they'll be best served by making just a few key additions and locking up some of their young core to longer-term contracts. In terms of additions, I see two big priorities to take the next step, the first being a top-tier wide receiver. The Bills had nice success this season with John Brown and Cole Beasley as focal points, but both for Allen's growth and for a below-average 2019 offense in general, Buffalo needs a legitimate number one wide receiver. The second priority would be an impactful edge rusher, the type of player who can attract double team blocks and still be disruptive. In this observation, it's of course easier said than done and more challenging based on the Bills' late draft position, along with a sparse free agent market. But then again, that's why Brandon Bean and the personnel department get paid, and that's what often separates good teams from the mediocre. It's that ability to identify top talent that other teams miss. Next, the Bills have to decide how much they can offer to keep both Shaq Lawson and Jordan Phillips on the defensive line. While Buffalo can't break the bank on either, both can continue to be strong parts of an excellent defense. And I'd say lastly, in addition to quarterback Josh Allen taking the next step in his improvement, along with other younger players, the coaching staff, they need to do the same. My biggest criticism this year was their tendency to take their foot off the gas when they had any kind of success. They could be creative, yet overly predictable all in the same game, as evidenced on Saturday in Houston. Hopefully they realize this trend and make the appropriate in-game management adjustments. But all in all, 10-6 with a young core, it earns far more optimism than pessimism. And that is a welcome change in Buffalo. And I have to close by wishing a happy birthday to my favorite Bills fan in the world, my son Henry, who turns one today. So happy birthday, Henry.
Well, happy birthday to you, Henry. And as always, Matt Sabuda, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.